सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्। ॐ
चाप्टर् 18 वर्स 71।
श्रद्धावानन सूयश्च शृणुयादपि यो नरः सोऽपि मुक्तः शुभान् लोकान् प्राप्नुयात् पुण्यकर्मणा।
Having praised the Gita teacher and Gita student, Lord Krishna, talking about a secondary student who is not qualified enough to receive the Mahavakya. Lord Krishna said that Gita Acharya is so dear to me and he attains moksha. And Gita student who is a primary student, primary category student, that student who is having sharp intellect, who is able to understand the Mahavakya, reasonable knowledge to grasp the teaching, that student is primary student, qualified student, definitely attain moksha. The teacher also will attain moksha. From such a teacher who study from that Shrotriya Brahmanishta Guru, whoever study, that student, if that student is qualified in the sense Ishvara Bhakti, Shushrusha, Tapas, Anasuya, if all these qualifications are there, and study systematically from the teacher with dedication, that student also definitely get moksha. That student is also dear to me. Having said that, Lord Krishna talking about the secondary category student, who is not able to understand nasato vidyate bhavaha na bhavo vidyate sataha, not able to understand that shloka, second chapter 16th shloka, or cannot understand kshetragnam chapi mam vidhi sarva kshetreshu bharata, this type of shlokas the student cannot grasp. What to do about that student? Shall I give moksha? Krishna Paramatma says, unfortunately or fortunately, I cannot give moksha. But that student will get, it serves like a karma yoga for that student. And that student gets swargaloka. Which swargaloka? These people, by performing yajnas, yagas, they get swargaloka, punyaloka. By punya karma, they get swargaloka. That loka, this secondary category student, who cannot understand that Mahavakya, he will or she will get swargaloka. Swargaloka is also not so easy to get. They have to do lot of yajna, yaga, homa, tapa, japa, karmas. But this student, secondary category student, just coming to the class, half of the class sleep, and not able to understand the subject. I am promising heaven to this Gita secondary student. லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணா ப்ராமிஸ்ட். ஸ்ரத்தாவான் அனசூயஸ்ச, திஸ் ஸ்டூடெண்ட், செகண்டரி கேட்டகரி ஸ்டூடெண்ட், ஹேஸ் காட் ஸ்ரத்தா, ஒன் ஆஃப் த குவாலிஃபிகேஷன் இன் சாதன சதுஷ்டய சம்பத்தி, ஸ்ரத்தா இஸ் தேர். அனதர் குவாலிஃபிகேஷன் ஆல்சோ இஸ் தேர், அனசூயா இஸ் நாட் எ கிரிட்டிக்கல் கம்ப்ளைனிங் பர்சன், வெரி குட் நேச்சர், பியூட்டிஃபுல் மைண்ட் தட் பர்சன் என்ஜாயிங். Non-critical mind is a beautiful mind. Critical mind is a sick mind. Critical mind is normally a medical term. Person critical is going to vacate. Here critical means always complaining on something. That type of person is called critical in artha here. Asuya. Asuyavan. But fortunately the secondary category student anasuyaha shrunuyadapi, in spite of listening yaha naraha, that person, whoever is coming to the class, saha api muktaha, he is also will be freed from papa, muktaha. From papa he is free. Muktaha eva bhavati. Full stop. Not only that, he attains punya karmanam prapnuyat shubhan lokan. This person also attains those lokas, prapnoti. Punya karmanam, by performing vajipaya, ஜோதிஷ்டோபா, அதர் யாகாஸ், வாட் எவர் புண்ணிய லோகாஸ் ஆர் ப்ராமிஸ்டு பை தி வேதா, சுபான் லோகான், சுபலோக மங்கள லோகாஸ், நாட் அத்தல வித்தல சுத்தல நரக்கா பாத்தாள, பட் திஸ் பர்சன் கோஸ் டு சுபலோகா பிராப்னுயாத். திஸ் செகண்டரி கேட்டகரி ஸ்டூடெண்ட் பிராப்னுயாத், கிருஷ்ணா இஸ் ப்ராமிசிங். Therefore, go to the class. If you understand or not, it doesn't matter. Go and sit there. Under fan, you sit and sleep. Paramarthananda Swami used to give always one example in her experience. One lady used to come daily to Swamiji class. And after hearing long time, one day she came to Swamiji. Swamiji, take this safety pin. Swamiji asked, why the safety pin? Because you are always adjusting your vastram. Keep this safety pin so that you won't have any discomfort. And then she gave the safety pin to Swamiji. Then Swamiji told us, see this lady, what am I talking, the subject she is not listening. Always I am adjusting my vastram. She is observing all the time and she gave me the safety pin. Like that, some people always observe what is happening around, what is, they always spend time on that only. Like that, people, they come with so much of preoccupation in their mind without having any qualification. Out of Shraddha they come. Lord Krishna, out of compassion, he says, I will give that freedom from Papa and I will give him Swarga also. Up to here, we saw in the last class. Now shloka 72.
Kaschidetachrutam
parthaam,
Tvayikagrena
chetasam,
Kaschidajnana
sammohaam,
பிரணஷ்டஸ்தி
தனஞ்சயம். Now Lord Krishna want to check whether Arjuna belong to primary category or secondary category. Lord Krishna want to verify so much knowledge I have given, whether this Arjuna received or not. So from Arjuna's mouth itself, Lord Krishna want to know. So the teacher also expects whether the student has received or received something else differently. So teacher also have some expectation, some hope. At least few students will understand and they come and express, yes, I have understood the subject matter. But very rarely students express whether what they have understood or not. Some students, they never talk at all. And some students, normally when you go to college and school, you have to inform the principal or class teacher why I could not attend the class. Next week I am not able to come, I want leave and all. We have to say that. But here in these classes, natural, I am not asking you to say, but we take it as granted. We are coming or not, why we have to inform the teacher? If I inform, all the time I have to inform, let me not inform. I am not able to come to the class because of so and so reason. I could not come to the class because of so and so reason. We have to tell the teacher, but very rarely students inform in Vedanta classes. And Vedanta teacher also not very particular. We don't ask why you didn't come last class, tell me, you know. That is why students are also, they are not very much particular. But according to Shastra, if I am committed to Shastra, if I revere my teacher, such a great teaching teacher is teaching, for my sake, Guru is spending so much time. For my sake and for many people's sake, he is teaching, not for my sake only we think. Not like that. I should give response to that, proper response to my teacher when the teacher is teaching. I have, that is my responsibility. Whether teacher asks or not, that is my responsibility. When I am going to a teacher, when I am studying, it is my responsibility. I am not able to come to the class. Or if I am not able to inform earlier, after when you come back, because of so and so reason, I could not come. You need not say sorry, please excuse me, that and all also not required. But it is our primary responsibility to inform the teacher. 99% we won't put any gair hazar. Gair hazar na theriyumo, the attendance lo into poduva teacher when the student is absent. 99% we won't put any gair hazar. If any time unavoidable situation, suppose we are not able to attend, okay, we have to inform the teacher. That is the paddhati. Don't feel guilty or hurt. If I say this is my duty, I have to inform. This is the student's qualification when Krishna is talking. I have to inform. So Krishna is very much worried about Arjuna. Arjuna asked, I mean, such a condition, shokaha, sidanti mamagatrani mukhancha parishushyati vepadhuscha sarirami romaharshascha jayate gandivam samsate hastat tvakchaiva paridahyate. So I am not able to decide what to do here now, whether to fight or not. At that situation, Lord Krishna saved Arjuna, protected Arjuna. So much benefit Arjuna deriving from Lord Krishna. So Lord Krishna want to know what is the condition, mental condition of Arjuna. He Partha, O Arjuna, kaschit, kaschit, etat, kaschit, tvaya, etat, shrutam. Here, shrutam is a question mark. We have to put a question mark. kachit tvaya etat shrutam. Has this subject, what is heard by you, it has entered in your mind? Has this been heard by you? Heard by you? You are bodily present or mentally also present? Heard by you, shrutam. Have you heard this Gita teaching? Tell me. Have you heard? This is a question mark. Have you heard Gita teaching with focusing mind? Tvaya, shrutam. Ekagrena chetasa, with one-pointed mind. Tvaya, shrutam. Ekagrena, with one-pointed mind. Chetasa, mind. With one-pointed mind. Tvaya, shrutam. Question mark. Ajnana sammohaha kachit te pranashtaha. Hey Arjuna, have your delusion. Ajnana sammohaha. Ajnana nimitta dharma dharma samshayaha. Sankatam. Dharma dharma samshaya means dharma sankatam. Whether to fight in this battlefield or not. Dharma sankatam. Born out of ajnana sammoha, out of delusion, which delusion is caused by ignorance. Delusion born of ignorance. Pranashtaha kim, gone completely. Did ajnana go away from you? Arjuna was confused. Papame ashrayet asmat hatvaita natatayinaha. Arjuna said, hey Krishna, by killing these atatayis, who are all culprits, by killing culprits, I will get papam. Eppadi irukku? Atatayinaha na culprits. In English, chellanumna rogues an artham. Atatayiki English translation rogue. You know that atatayi definition I gave when that came, that sloka. Agni dogaradaschaiva, like that. A person who burns other's house, who takes away the wife of other person, and who steals the other property, like that, whoever does such atrocities, such a person is called Atatai. Duryodhana did all of them. By killing this Duryodhana, Atatai, will I not get papa? This is the question asked by Arjuna in the beginning. When? 6 years back. 6 years back when I started this chapter, first chapter, there Arjuna said, Hatvaita natatayinaha papameva ashrayed asman. Papa mandanuma. Is it not ajnana sammoha? Now Krishna asking, pranashtaha kim, that confusion, has it disappeared, gone? Tell me Arjuna, hey Dhananjaya, tell me, should I kill my people or not to kill my people? If I kill them, I may get papam, therefore this confusion. Lord Krishna's idea is, if you have not understood this teaching, I will teach you again. Have you heard ekagrena chetasa shrutam? Have you heard ekagrena? If not, I'll start the second course. I'll start the second course and Krishna re shulra. Pranashtaha kim? Otherwise, I will teach you once again and na shulra. That is the intention. Pranashtaha kim? He Dhananjaya. Tell me, what have you heard with the focusing mind? Have you understood? Is your delusion gone? Tell me, what happened to you? Then Arjuna comes with his answer.
Arjuna
buvache
nashto moha smritir labdham. Tvat prasadan mayachyutam
స్థితోస్మి గత సందేహ. కరిష్యే వచనం తవ.
అర్జున ఉవాచ. అర్జున రిప్లై. నష్టో మోహ, గాన్ మై డెల్యూషన్. నష్టో మోహ, గాన్ మై డెల్యూషన్. వన్స్ ఫర్ ఆల్ గాన్. దెన్ స్మృతిర్లబ్ధ, అండ్ నాలెడ్జ్ హ్యాస్ బీన్ గెయిన్డ్ బై మీ. డెల్యూషన్ గాన్, knowledge has been gained. You see the sharpness of Arjuna here. First the word he used is nashtaha, gone. Mohaha nashtaha he didn't say. Suppose you say moho nashtaha, suppose Arjuna says moho nashtaha, if you put in avagraha middle, mohaha anashtaha gonna varlam meaning. మోహో నష్ట ఇఫ్ అర్జున సేస్, అవగ్రహ కమ్స్ ఇన్ ద ఇన్ బిట్వీన్ మోహ అనష్ట కూడా ఆహ్లామే. దేర్ ఫోర్ దట్ ఛాన్స్ అర్జున డోంట్ వాంట్ టు గివ్ టు కృష్ణ టు ఫీల్. హీ సేస్ నష్ట మోహ అన్నారు. దట్ ఈస్ ద సిగ్నిఫికెన్స్ హియర్, నష్ట మోహ. In Ramayana also, the same example, they say, Kandain Sitanai. Ellarku theriyum, Kamba Ramayanam. Kandain Sitanai. Appuram sonna, enna aachu Sita? Rama, heart failure comes, suppose. It's because Rama cannot withstand that news. Therefore, Sita, if I say, Rama want to close ears, what news is going to come? Therefore, Anjaneya is so intelligent, he studies the heart of Rama towards Sita. Therefore, Anjaneya is so intelligently says, Kandain. Ah, Rama is relaxed. Adikapra enna enna sollatum. Kandain enna podum. Adhe podume. Kandain. So, Sita nai ani sonnadukapra enna aagumo solla mudiyadhu. That is why sometimes good news comes in telegram, good news. Some people are afraid of telegram. Now, when is telegrams are not coming? Olden days, telegram comes, some people get BP and heart attack also. Who knows, the telegram may be good news. Like that here, Kandain, Drishta Sita, that Ramayana Valmiki writes in Sanskrit. That only Kambar translate into Tamil. Drishta Sita. Sita Drishta, if he says, Sita Adrishta also can, that meaning will come. So, Sita Drishta Badilaga, Drishta Sita. So, Sita Kandain Anichunna, Kandain Ahalam, Illena, పాకామలే కూడా ఇరుకలామే, రెండు మీనింగ్ వరలాం. దేర్ ఫోర్ కాణవిల్లయే అన్నమా, తమిళ్ల చొల్వా, కాణవిల్లయూ ఆహలామే అన్న మాదిరి. ద్రష్ట సీత, దృష్టా సీత, నా ద్రష్ట, దృష్టా సీత. దిస్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ ఇంగిత జ్ఞానం, కామన్ సెన్స్ అని చొల్వాం. ఆర్ పీపుల్ సే దిస్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ ఇంగిత జ్ఞానం. వాట్ టు టాక్, హౌ టు స్టార్ట్ ఆల్సో వీ షుడ్ నో. The starting is break. Starting is break. Therefore, they cannot understand all those things. Therefore, Ange Drishta Sita Inge Nashto Mohaha. Ange Drishta Sita Madri Inge Nashto Mohaha. Tatra Ko Moha Kashokaha Ekatva Manupashyataha. So, Ishavashyopanishat lo, Moha is the cause for samsara. Arjuna's melancholy in the first chapter is because of ajnanam. Ajnana caused moha, shoka moha. Both are destroyed. Nashtaha mohaha. Because of that destruction of delusion, smritihi labdha means jnana prapta. జ్ఞానం ప్రాప్త ఇతి, ద నాలెడ్జ్ హ్యాస్ బీన్ గెయిన్డ్. భిద్యతే హృదయ గ్రంథి చిద్యంతే సర్వ సంశయా, మయా స్మృతి లబ్ధ, నాలెడ్జ్ హ్యాస్ బీన్ గెయిన్డ్ బై మీ. అర్జున ఈజ్ గివింగ్ ఫుల్ క్రెడిట్ టు లార్డ్ కృష్ణ. హే కృష్ణ, నాలెడ్జ్ హ్యాస్ బీన్ గెయిన్డ్ బై మీ, డోంట్ వరీ. హౌ? త్వత్ప్రసాదాత్, బికాస్ ఆఫ్ యూ ఓన్లీ, బై యువర్ గ్రేస్ ఓన్లీ, గురుకృపయ, గీతాచార్య జగద్గురు కృపయా. త్వత్ ప్రసాదం మీన్స్ హియర్ నాట్ సుండల్ బడ్ పొంగల్, హియర్ ప్రసాద మీన్స్ టీచింగ్. తవ బోధనాత్, జనరల్లీ గురు గ్రేస్ మీన్స్ పీపుల్ థింక్ గురు లుక్స్ ఎట్ మీ, గురు గ్రేస్ ఈజ్ షవరింగ్ ఆన్ మీ అన్న. ఇఫ్ గురు టచ్ ఆన్ మై హెడ్, సమ్ స్టూడెంట్స్ బెండ్ దేర్ హెడ్, ఐ హ్యావ్ టు టచ్ దేర్ హెడ్. బై టచ్చింగ్ గ్రేస్ నథింగ్ ఈజ్ గోయింగ్ టు కమ్. ఓకే, దట్ ఐ విల్ టెల్ యూ ఓన్లీ ఆఫ్టర్ 18th చాప్టర్. ఇన్ 18th చాప్టర్ ఐ సే, ఫస్ట్ చాప్టర్ నా చొల్ల మాట అంది, ఇప్పుడు చొల్లడం. ఐ హ్యావ్ టు సే గ్రేస్ ఈజ్ నాట్ గోయింగ్ టు షవర్ బై ద హ్యాండ్ టచ్. స్పర్శ దీక్ష అన్న, చక్షుర్ దీక్ష. గురు ఎన్నయే పాతిండే ఇరుకన్నా, ఎన్నయే పాతిండే ఎన్న వరం ఉన్నా, ఒన్నుమే వరదు. ఈ అజ్ఞానం వోంట్ గో. ఓకే, గురు స్పర్శ దీక్ష, చక్షుర్ దీక్ష, ఆల్ దీస్ ఆర్ జస్ట్ ఫర్ ఎల్కేజీ యూకేజీ స్టూడెంట్. ఫస్ట్ చాప్టర్, సెకండ్ చాప్టర్, ఈవెన్ సెకండ్ చాప్టర్ ఆల్సో వీ షుడ్ నాట్ సే. ఫస్ట్ చాప్టర్ ఈజ్ ఓకే, ఆఫ్టర్ వర్డ్స్ వీ షుడ్ నాట్ సే స్పర్శ దీక్ష, చక్షుర్ దీక్ష. All these are all LKG, UKG lessons. Then what is prasada here? Prasada is nothing but consistent, systematic study of Gita. The teacher also must teach consistently, systematically. I also should study systematically, consistently. Suppose student is coming systematically, consistently, but teacher is not teaching సిస్టమేటికల్లీ కన్సిస్టెంట్లీ. కనెక్షన్ ఇల్లామని ఇంత చాప్టర్ అంత చాప్టర్ ఎంగెంగో చొల్లిండిరుకారని ఎంచుకోంగలే, ఎన్న జ్ఞానం వరం. సపోజ్ టీచర్ ఈజ్ టీచింగ్ కన్సిస్టెంట్లీ సిస్టమేటికల్లీ, బట్ స్టూడెంట్ ఈజ్ నాట్ సిస్టమేటిక్ కన్సిస్టెంట్, ఎన్నాహం జ్ఞానం వరాదు. రెండు పక్కమా ఇరుకను ఇంత కన్సిస్టెంట్ సిస్టమేటిక్ స్టడీ. తవ ప్రసాదాత్ మీన్స్ తవ బోధనాత్, త్వత్ మీన్స్ తవ యువర్స్. Because of your teaching, I have gained this knowledge. Now, sthitaha asmi, I am having a steady mind. Previously, I was having a disturbed mind, turbulent mind. Now, I remain, I stand, gata sandehaha, without any doubt. I am free from all doubts. Basic universal doubts with regard to Jiva, Ishvara and Jagat. Basic universal doubts. From those doubts also I am free. I got knowledge. Who am I? Where from I am coming? Where am I going? Who is God? What is this universe? What is the relation between God, me and universe? I have understood because you have taught. You have given this teaching. Who am I? Kastvam koham kuta ayataha. Where from I have come? Where am I going? Who is Ishvara? What is the nature of Ishvara? Arjuna understood. Whether we have understood or not, Arjuna has understood Ishvara Swarupam, Jiva Swarupam, Jagat Swarupam. He has understood. That's what he says. Gata sandeha, I remain very steadily without any doubts. I am free from all jiva sambandha sandeha, ishvara sambandha, jagat sambandha, jagat vishayaka sambandha. All doubts have gone. Therefore what? Tava vachanam karishye. Hey Krishna, Achyuta, tava vachanam karishye. I shall carry your words. I shall carry out your instruction. What is Krishna's instruction? Yudhyasva. Uttishtha yudhyasva. Now onwards, I am going to follow the decision that is given by your instructions. Lord Krishna directly has not given the decision. These are the consequences. This is the way you have to understand. You have to change your perception towards the people, towards you and towards the world. You have to change your perception. Your real nature is Atma. You never die. Body is going to die anyhow. You have to fight in this Dharma Vidha. Dharma Sthapana is very important. All this Krishna clearly taught to Arjuna. The decision has to be taken by the person only, not by anyone. That is why Lord Krishna is a very intelligent teacher. Guru should not take any decisions on behalf of the Sishya. Many Sishyas, not you all, many Sishyas, they naturally they depend upon Guru. Guru, 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 what to do, tell me, what to do, how to take decision. Never put other person in that trouble. Okay. Shall I take this decision? Shall I do this? Shall I do this? Intelligent person never enter into that type of decision. You have to decide whether to take that decision or not. Whether to fight in this battlefield or not to fight. I am not going to compel you, Arjuna. Just I have given the pros and cons. I have given the situation in front of you. I have given what is right perception. Now this is your choice what to take the decision. On behalf of children, parents should not take any decision. We have to leave that decision making choice to the children only. Until 13 years, 14 years, okay. Afterwards, you should not interfere. Unless if you give choice to them, they will never learn to take decisions. Father has to do take decision always. Mother has to take decision. Means they become non-thinking. They cannot use their intellect how to take decision. What will happen if you take decision on behalf of them? They are not ready to face the situations which are going to come. If they take decision, they will make themselves ready to face either favorable situation or unfavorable situation. So indirectly you are helping them to pave the way to face the situation. That's why never take decision for on behalf of others. Even dearest friend, dearest husband, dearest wife or children, may you not take any decision. You will be in trouble if you take decision. Because nobody is happy on your decision. Even though it is right, they are not happy. They can never be happy. And akshatai un talamelaya poduvat apram. Neither a decision edutan solluva. Some children, they always give that marriage girl, whether to marry or not. Appa decide pannanuma. Kalyanam pannikanuma vendama ani appa eppadi decide pannuva. Neither decide pannanu. அதுக்கப்புறம் இப்போ என்ன கல்யாணம் பண்ணிட்டா நீ தானே பண்ணதுன்னு சொல்லுவா. ஏதாவது ப்ராப்ளம் வந்தா யூ ஒன்லி டெட் ஃபோர்ஸ்லி ஐ ஆம் நாட் இன்ட்ரெஸ்டட் இன் மேரேஜ் பிளேம் பண்ணுவானா இல்லையா? ஃபாதர் கேன் ஆஸ்க் ஆர் யூ இன்ட்ரெஸ்டட் இன் கெட்டிங் மேரேஜ் நவ்? சன் சீஸ் எஸ் இஃப் நாட் வை யூ ஆர் நாட் ஹேவிங் தட் ஐடியா நவ்? நவ் ஃபாதர் ஹேஸ் டு கிவ் தி ப்ளஸ் அண்ட் மைனஸ் பாயிண்ட்ஸ் அண்ட் டு ஃபேஸ் தி லைஃப் ஃபியூச்சர். He can present that. Say, a son has to take decision or a daughter has to take decision. Like that, here also, Lord Krishna left the ball is in Arjuna's court now. Whether to fight or not, Arjuna has to take decision. That is the proper method, proper way of advising others. Gata sandehaha, therefore, tava vachanam karishye. Basic doubts regarding the universal Jiva, Ishvara, Jagat, that also gone. And another doubt, Dharma, Adharma, that doubt also has gone now. Whether to fight or not to fight, I was having doubt, now I am free from that doubt, He Krishna. Now with this Samvada over, Sri Krishna Arjuna Samvada is over. Now the master of ceremony has to come onto the stage. Who is the master of the ceremony? First chapter, first shloka, Sanjaya Bhuvacha, first Dhritarashtra asked, Dharma Kshetre Kuru Kshetre Samaveta Yuyutsavaha. Hey Sanjaya, tell me what is happening in the battlefield. What my children and Pandu children are doing. That time Sanjaya started the whole dialogue between Krishna and Arjuna. What dialogue took place at that time? Now Sanjaya confront. This is the dialogue. Now here it is going to complete.
Sanjaya Uvacha. Ityaham Vasudevasya. Parthasya cha Mahatmanah. Samvadamimamashrausham. Adbhutam Romaharshanam.
Krishna, who has fallen silent, and Arjuna also has fallen silent. Both of them are silent. What is there to talk further to Krishna or Arjuna? Nothing. When both are silent, then Dhritarashtra will ask, what happened there? Tell me now. Then Sanjaya comes and tells, both of them are silent. I will tell you what is now. Now, Sanjaya asks remarks about his experience about this Gita teaching and his emotional feelings he express now to Dhritarashtra. Iti aham vasudevasya parthasya cha mahatmanaha samvadam asrausham. Aham asrausham. I heard. Aham. I Ashrausham heard iti means thus imam adbhutam romaharshanam samvadam. I heard this wonderful dialogue. Samvadam means dialogue. What type of dialogue? Adbhutam samvadam, wonderful dialogue. I have never heard this type of dialogue in the past. This is the wonderful dialogue, something that never happened before. That type of dialogue is called Adbhutam. Then Romaharshanam Samvadam, another adjective to Samvadam. What type of Samvadam I heard? Hey Dhritarashtra, thrilling dialogue. It is thrilling, exhilarating, horripilating. That cause, that samvada which cause horripilations, hair is standing on the end now. Roma harshanam. Roma means hair. Harshana means out of thrill, out of ecstasy, the hair stands. That type of dialogue of whom? Parthasya Vasudevasya. Mahatmanaha Vasudevasya and Parthasya. This Mahatmanaha you have to take for both. Mahatmanaha Vasudevasya, Mahatmanaha Arjunasya. Why you have to take Mahatma for both? After listening from Krishna, Arjuna also has become great Mahatma. Therefore, Kakakshi Nyayam. This is called Kakakshi Nyayam or Madhyadipika Nyaya. If you keep the lamp on the Vasapadi, that you can show the light to this room also, that room also. Madhya Deepika Nyaya. Similarly, Mahatmanaha can refer to Arjuna also, Krishna also. Why Kakakshina? Kaka see, you know, both the sides at a time. Nama Madrile. It can see that one eye, both the sides. It has got a unique. How do we know? Now we do not know. And idiom has come, Kakakshi Nyayaman. I don't want to go into Kakshinyaya now. Let us come to Sanjaya Uvacha. Romaharshanam samvadam adbhutam samvadam imam. This thus heard by me of these two Mahatmas, great Arjuna and great Krishna's dialogue. Why Arjuna? Great, another reason also. Arjuna heard straight from horse's mouth, they say. We are all hearing not from Lord Krishna, local teacher. But Arjuna heard straight away from Bhagavan, horse's mouth, straight away from horse's mouth. And Hayagriva, Vaishnavas, Shaivites, Sadashiva is the teacher. For Vaishnavas, Hayagriva is the teacher. Who is having, Haya means horse. The one who is having horse neck, horse face, that also we can take. So directly he has received the teaching. That's why Arjuna is so great. We worship Arjuna also. Nara Narayana's avataram. That is the meaning. Sanjaya is giving further description. Next shloka. 75.
Vyasa prasada chrutavan. Etad guhyam aham param. Yogam yogeshwarat krishnat. Sakshat kathayata swayam.
Now, Sanjaya showing his gratitude to Vyasa Bhagavan, who blessed Sanjaya to have the telepathy or television like or tele audio. So, able to see what is happening in the far distant places. So, tele means far distance. From distance he can hear, he can see. Not only that, vision means seeing. Even the far distant incidents he can see. Not only that, he can study the mind of Arjuna, Krishna and Duryodhana. Everyone's mind he can read. That's why he spoke, Siddhanti Mamagatrani. Arjuna was shivering. That also, Arjuna mental feelings, all Sanjaya come to know that. Because of that, Vyasa Prasadat, I could hear the Sambhada because of the grace of Vyasa Bhagavan. Aham Shrutavan, I heard because of the grace of Vyasa Bhagavan. I have got the Divya Chakshu from Vyasa only. Vyasa only told to Sanjaya, Sanjaya, I am giving Divya Chakshu to you. You give the description of Mahabharata Yuddha to Dhritarashtra. What is happening there, you give all information to him. Etat param guhyam yogam Krishna swayam yogeshwaram sakshat kathayatah. I could hear what happened there in the battlefield. The dialogue I could hear. What is that? Yogam, karma yoga, jnana yoga, teaching, moksha sadhanam, yogam, swayam krishnat, yogeshwarat krishnat. Yogeshwarat is the adjective to Krishna. Krishnat, swayam, from his own mouth, straight away, from Krishna himself, who is the Lord of Yoga, Sarva Yoganam Ishwaraha Yogeshwaraha Tasmat Yogeshwarat Sakshat directly Kathayataha. He was directly teaching. I could hear that teaching from Lord Krishna directly. சாக்ஷாத் கதயதா யோகேஸ்வராத் ஸ்வயம் யோகம் அஹம் ஸ்ருதவான். இட்ஸ் நாட் மை கிரேட்னஸ், பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் வியாச பகவான்ஸ் கிரேட்னஸ். தென் 76.
ராஜன் சம்ஸ்மிருத்ய சம்ஸ்மிருத்ய சம்வாதமிமம் அத்புதம் கேஷவார்ஜுனயோ புண்ணியம் ஹ்ருஷ்யாமி ச முஹுர்முஹுஹ.
ஜெனரலி வென் யூ கோ டு எனி ப்ரோக்ராம் தே வில் ஆஸ்க் யூ ஹவ் யூ ஃபெல்ட், வாட் அபவுட் தட் ப்ரோக்ராம், கம் ஆன் கிவ் த டிஸ்கிரிப்ஷன். நோ, வியாசாச்சாரியா கிவ் தட் சக்தி டு சஞ்சயா டு சீ தட் இன்சிடென்ட் வாட் எவர் இஸ் ஹேப்பனிங் தேர். தென் சஞ்சயா ஹேஸ் டு கிவ் த டிஸ்கிரிப்ஷன் அபவுட் தட் ஹவ் ஹீ ஃபெல்ட் ஹைலைட்ஸ், வி கால் இட் அஸ் ஹைலைட்ஸ் about that whole teaching. Some highlights he is presenting. Hey Rajan, O King Dhritarashtra, imam adbhutam samsmrutya samsmrutya punyam samvadam keshavarjunayoho hrishyami. Keshavarjunayoho, Keshava, Lord Krishna, Arjuna, both of their dialogue, listening to their dialogue, புண்ணியம் சம்வாதம், நம்ம சம்வாதம் யாராவது கேட்பான, அது புண்ணியம் சம்வாதம். எனி சம்வாதம் இஸ் புண்ணியம் வென் இட் இஸ் யூஸ்ஃபுல் டு த சொசைட்டி, டு த மேன்கைண்ட், இட் கிவ்ஸ் பெனிஃபிட் டு த மேன்கைண்ட், தட் இஸ் புண்ணியம் சம்வாதம். இமம் அத்புதம், திஸ் ஒண்டர்ஃபுல் சம்வாதம், சம்ஸ்மிருத்ய சம்ஸ்மிருத்ய, ரிப்பீட்டட்லி ரிகலெக்ஷன், recollecting the dialogue again and again, remembering the same dialogue again and again of this Krishna and Arjuna, muhur muhu hrishyami, again and again I am rejoicing, I get delighted, pratikshanam, muhur muhu means pratikshanam, every second I am delighted, I am rejoicing, he Dhritarashtra. Not only that, what I like more, you know, in that whole Krishna's teaching, in music season also, program over, 3-hour program, what raga you like more? What is the highlighting raga, rantanam, pallavi, people give description. Mohanama, kamboji nalla paadirka, ani sollu, ella program nanna irukka, anal kamboji nanna irukka. அது மாதிரி ஹோல் டீச்சிங்லாம் எனக்கு என்ன பிடிக்கும் தெரியுமா? விஸ்வரூப தர்சனம்னு. ஹி சேஸ்
தச்ச சம்ஸ்மிருத்ய சம்ஸ்மிருத்ய ரூபமத்யத்புதம் ஹரே விஸ்மயோ மே மகாராஜன் ஹ்ருஷ்யாமி ச புனஃ புனஃ. மே விஸ்மயஃ சம்ஸ்மிருத்ய சம்ஸ்மிருத்ய, பை ரிமெம்பரிங் அகெய்ன் அண்ட் அகெய்ன் சச் எ கிரேட் டைலாக், த கிரேட் டைலாக் வென் ஐ எம் ரிமெம்பரிங் இன் தட் தத் அத்யத்புதம் ரூபம் ஹரேஹே க்ருஷ்யாமி, ஐ ரிஜாய்ஸ், ஐ என்ஜாய்ட் தட் எக்ஸ்ட்ரீம்லி வண்டர்ஃபுல் ரூபம், விஸ்வரூபம், யூனிவர்சல் ஃபார்ம், ஜெகத் விஸ்வரூபம், யூனிவர்சல் ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் த லார்ட். தத் அத்யத்புதம், previously what he said, dialogue was adbhutam. Ippa enna na, adhila vishwarupam, 11th chapter la vishwarupam he showed, 11th chapter la kamikala. At that time vishwarupam when he was teaching, the name, 11th chapter name is given later. Vishwarupam was atyadbhutam.
Harehe of that Lord. One more point I want to share, what I heard from Paramarthananda Swamiji. When Paramarthananda Swamiji was starting his teaching 35 years back, at that time Swamiji was in Chinmaya Mission, directly came from Chinmaya Mission from Bombay, and Chinmayananda came to inaugurate Swamiji's program, first Yajna. At that time Swamiji, Chinmayananda Swamiji told Paramarthananda Swamiji, a teacher always should feel or think, a teacher should not think that he is or she is teaching. The teacher should allow the God to speak through him or her. The teacher should feel, God is speaking through me. I am not speaking. I allow the Lord to speak through me. I am a pipeline like. Every teacher must feel like that. I am allowing the Bhagavan to speak through me. I am not teaching. Nothing is mine. Whatever I am speaking from many years to with all of you also, only just received from my teacher, from the Bhagavan only. Bhagavan only is talking through all teachers. That is why Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo, Maheshwaraha. First chapter la puriyadu, 18th chapter la puriyum. Why we say Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, understand? The words only, this body is only upadhi. The teaching belongs to the Paramatma, the Lord. With our own limitations, we are just bringing out. If pipe is big, water comes more, pipe is small, water comes less, madre. Here, Paramatma's teaching, every guru is sharing. That's what Chinmayananda was giving his idea about this beautiful idea, Swamiji's vision. Every teacher should allow the Lord to speak through him or her. No teacher should feel, I am teaching. And I work good at. Sir, Hare He Vishwarupam Atyadbhutam Hrishyami Punaha Punaha, again and again. That means Vishwarupa, everywhere you see God. God is not only in Kailasa, Vaikuntha, Goloka, Vrindavanam. Ishwaramayam sarvam, Ishavasyam idam sarvam, sarvam Ishwaramayam. Everything is Bhagavan in this creation, therefore everything is sacred for us. That is the vision of Hindus. Therefore we worship everything in this universe. God is not sitting particularly in one place. Jagadeva Nandanavanam, the entire universe is Bhagavan's, not yours. Even including your body also belongs to Bhagavan. Nothing belongs to us, even 2,000 rupees also. Whatever money you have, whatever you have possession, everything belongs to Bhagavan. You are the trustee. Where is Bhagavan? If anyone asks, tell me where he is not, then I will tell you where is he. When you cannot say where he is not, I don't want to say where is he. Learn to see Bhagavan everywhere, in your heart, in everyone's heart, and everywhere. How can you see? You cannot see. You understand in the form of Atma Swarupam. Bhagavan is there. With this, Vyasacharya conclude his bhavana, his feelings. Then he finally says,
Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna. Yatra partho dhanurdharaham tatra shrir vijayor bhutihim dhruvani tirmatir mama
When you see this entire universe is Bhagavan, I am seeing Bhagavan all the time. When I understand this entire creation is Bhagavan, am I missing Bhagavan at any time? Bhagavan darshanam, every second I am having Bhagavan darshanam. What an advantage. You need not sit a particular time, particular place. Everywhere, all the time, Bhagavan is giving darshan. Now he says, yatra krishnaha, yogeshwara krishnaha, yatra parthaha, dhanurdharaha parthaha. He gives two adjectives. Yogeshwaraha krishnaha, Gitacharya is there. Yatra dhanurdharaha parthaha, the one who is yielding the bow and arrow in his hand, Arjuna, that means it represents the one who is doing his duty. Not leaving the bow and arrow and sitting. That type of photo we should not keep at home. And the photo vechika kudadu. Where Arjuna yielding the bow and arrow in his hand, that photo only we should keep. That represents you are ready to face any situation, you are ready to do your duty. You are keeping that bow arrow means you are sorrowful, you are not doing duty. That is not mangalam. What is mangalam? Gita, Upadesha, photo in your house, if it is there, yatra yogeshwara krishnaha, parthaha dhanurdharaha. Krishna matra, Krishna vichan, flute Krishna. Some people feel by keeping Gita Upadesham, photo or frame or any vigraham, they are afraid brothers, you know, they may fight each other in the house, you know, they won't keep that photo. As though they are not fighting now. They are already fighting. Some people, they don't like to keep Vishwarupa photo and Gita Upadesham photo. He says, Vyasacharya says, wherever the teaching going on, and the photo is there, in whose house, wherever it is going on, tatra, shrihi dhruva, there is a permanent shrihi, wealth, vijayaha dhruva, their victory is definite, vijayaha bhavati, bhutihi bhavati, prosperity, bhuti means prosperity, vijayaha means success, victory, Bhutihi bhavati, vijayaha bhavati, shrihi bhavati, nitihi bhavati. There is justice also, dharma also will be there. Dharmaha bhavati, justice will be there. Gita dialogue will have both. If you have Gita dialogue in your house or Gita Acharya, if you are worshipping and Arjuna Samvada, you are hearing and studying again and again, and you are worshipping both of them, what will happen there in your family? Success, prosperity, wealth, and dharma, justice also will be there. All these are the benefits of studying Bhagavad Gita. With this, Sanjaya concludes the dialogue between Arjuna and Krishna and his feelings also he has expressed. Now I conclude. Om Tassat.
Om Tassat.
Iti Srimad Bhagavad Gita Su. Upanishad Su.
Brahma
Vidyayam.
Yoga
Shastre. Shri Krishna Arjuna Samvade, Moksha Sanyasa Yogo Nama, Ashtadasho Dhyayah. Thus ends the 18th chapter titled Moksha Sanyasa Yogaha, which occurs in Mahabharata, Bhishma Parva. Om means the Lord. Tat means that alone. Sat means the true, the reality, the truth. That Lord alone is the truth. Om Tat Sat means that Lord alone is the truth. Om Tat Sat. This Gita Samvadam is Brahma Vidya. It is a Moksha Shastram. Yoga Shastram also, it gives a lot of preparations for Brahma Vidya. Such Yoga Shastram is the 18th chapter. With this, Gita Shastram is concluded. First shloka we have to chant together. First shloka.
Dharma kshetre kuru kshetre samavita yuyushavaha mamaka pandavaschaiva kima kurvata sanjaya.
With this I conclude Bhagavad Gita 18 chapters. 18 chapters over, 18th chapter also over. Or I have to say 18th chapter over, 18 chapters over.
Purnamadah purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnamevavasishyate. Om shanti shanti shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.